Now here's film reviewer Chris DeShiel.
On the occasion of Tucson Cine Mexico, our very own Festival of Mexican Film, which is going on as I speak, let's talk a little about the history of Mexican cinema. Films from across the border have been unfairly neglected by American moviegoers, and there are complex reasons for this, outside of the usual fear and ignorance concerning non-English language pictures. There have been Mexican movies just as long as there have been movies, since the 1890s. After the Revolution and into the early 1920s, narrative film artists began to make their mark, but control of distribution by the United States made it very difficult for local filmmakers to prosper, and some of the best actors ended up going to Hollywood, where the money was. There were signs of life in the 30s, notably from the popular success of director Fernando de Fuentes, whose trilogy of films about the Revolution is available on DVD. But the golden age came in the 1940s, when the Camacho administration began financial backing of film producers. Mexico ended up dominating Latin American film, and the leading example of its excellence during this period was the work of director Emilio Fernandez and cinematographer Gabriel Figueroa, who created a profound and beautiful body of work that included Maria Candelaria, winner of the grand prize at Cannes in 1946. The world-famous comic actor Cantinflas also emerged during this time. But as always, the vitality of Mexican film has waxed and waned according to the degree of U.S. dominance, and this is reflected in the successive political changes in Mexico itself. So, in the 1950s, although the great Spanish director Luis Buñuel made some of his greatest films in Mexico during that time, the government was not as supportive, and Mexican films reverted to low-budget quickies, ranch comedies, and crude adventure films. But the creation of a central film school in the 60s and the encouragement of the progressive Echeverria government in the 70s led to a renaissance led by Alejandro Jodorowsky and Arturo Ripstein, among many others. Then the repressive backlash of the 1980s brought movies back down to a lower level. The last two decades saw the emergence of the Nuevo Cine Mexicano, a new movement with unprecedented international success. The veteran Ripstein has created quite a few of the masterpieces of this era, including the outstanding crime story Deep Crimson. Younger directors have stepped forward as well, such as Alfonso Arau with Like Water for Chocolate, Alfonso Cuarón with Amores Perros, and Alejandro González Iñárritu with Y Tu Mama También. González Iñárritu has gone on to a major Hollywood career, becoming the first Mexican to be nominated for a Best Director Oscar. This is all, of course, a highly abbreviated account of a very long and rich tradition. Yet, despite the increased visibility in recent years, there is still a lack of awareness among Anglo moviegoers when it comes to Mexican cinema. It's easy to make fun of the profusion of cheap comedies and melodramas, including the numerous overwrought telenovelas. But these are really no different than the B-movie product that entertained mainly blue-collar U.S. audiences for decades and still does in many forms, especially on TV. The profit-driven model has always kept the production of art films down, and Mexico has struggled just as much as any other country in the orbit of Hollywood, perhaps more. But there are still many treasures to be found. Tucson Cine Mexico Festival, put on by the University of Arizona's Hansen Film Institute, showcases exciting new work from Mexico every year. Among the highlights this year is the critically acclaimed Miss Bala, directed by Gerardo Naranjo, a drama about a young Tijuana woman who falls in with an organized crime lord while trying to achieve her dream of winning the beauty pageant Miss Baja California. That will be at the Fox. Other screenings will be at the Harkins Theaters in the Museum of Art. And here's something. Admission is free. It's hard to beat that. For more info, go to TucsonCineMexico.org and welcome to the marvelous world of Mexican film. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Chris DeShiel.
The Cine Mexico Film Festival is happening through Sunday, March 4th. The Hansen Film Institute is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media.